Good evening all, Dean Reed here. It is Monday evening. I'm at work at the minute, just catching up on everyone's booze. I've just listened to Slandy Stefano. I've just listened to his boo live from Disneyland in Orlando. And it was a nice boo. He sounds like he's enjoying it, but just some issues have cropped up about his views on the place, and it just reminds me of the experiences I've had with Disney, etc. When we grew up, we were raised on the Disney movies, and all my friends were watching Alien and Nightmare on Elm Street, and I was watching all the Disney films. So I've been brought up in Disney World, pretty much, as my friends say. But yeah, we went to Orlando Disney World when I was around about 11 years old. And it was the best thing ever. And I think I was 10. I was 10, yeah. And it was absolutely amazing. And I've got some really fond memories of Disney World, Epcot, and Universal Studios, and being totally amazed by Kennedy Space Center. We went over there as well. It was one of the best holidays ever, as you can imagine. I was a big space fan as well, and to get the chance to go to Kennedy and see the rockets up close and go on the tour and see the shuttle there on the launch pad ready to go up, it was amazing. But back to Disney. We went to Disney a couple of years ago. We went for New Year's Eve. I think it was 2010, 2011, we went for New Year's Eve, and we took my daughter, and she would have been 9 at the time. It was a really great trip, actually. We set off from East Midlands Airport, and we flew over to Paris, Charles de Gaulle Airport, and got the train into Disneyland there. And for the 3 days that we were there, I think it cost us in all about £1,800, which is a hell of a lot of money, really. The park itself, I was really impressed by. And obviously, having a vague memory of what it was like in America, I was still really impressed with it. And it was really well laid out, and my daughter absolutely loved it. It was really cold, but one of the most magical things I've ever seen, really, was the fireworks display at the strike of midnight on New Year's Eve, and that was something really special. But then the wonderment kind of gets kicked to death by the reality of the behaviour of the other people that were there. Now, I'll say this now, I don't want people to think that I'm being prejudiced or racist or against the French people, but it was the stroke of midnight, everything had finished and afterwards, and people were making their way back to get the bus back to the hotels, and it was just like a stampede. And maybe it's just something in the French character. Once again, I'm not trying to be overly judgmental here, but everyone was just climbing over each other. We were stood with another English couple, and they got a young child asleep in the pushchair, and the people were just stepping over the pushchair. They were trying to, they were basically just moving her out of the way and stepping over this newborn baby asleep in the pushchair. And it was just really rude, ridiculously rude. And in the end, myself and my partner Lisa, we created an exclusion zone and walked them through. But that was the first taste of the downside of Disney World. And then the next day we were queuing for one of the rides, and we got there early. And we were there just before the ride opened. And when the controller signaled to say that the ride was about to open, there was a mass stampede, and the disabled people at the front just got absolutely trampled by the ignorant people. I'm running out of time on this one, but yeah, all I'm going to say is that I really enjoyed it, but just little things like that just brought it back down to earth and really ruined it. But it was a nice holiday, very expensive. 3 seconds to go. I'll speak to you another time. Goodbye.